more of the world this way. Today in New York, I stepped out of my skin near the Jefferson stop on the L train in Bushwick. No one saw me, or at least I don't think anyone saw me. I never knew I could do it, but there is an itchy scar the size of a snap pea on my right hip, and when I rubbed my finger on it gently, the skin lifted up and up, and I could slide out with no trouble, apparently, like my whole body had been greased in baby oil. Not the least pain except for that tug at the end. I know what you're thinking. Grey's Anatomy. Not the show with a gray, but the body and all of its systems. The man and the woman, a network of organs and blue and red and yellow lines sans skin, just millimeters away from blood. But it wasn't like that. When I stepped out of my skin, I was a black light. Not like a shadow, because I glowed. I was a black thing and light came out of me, which is also true when I have my skin on. I am brown but called black and I glow as well. Taking the L in this condition seemed hazardous. There were a lot of people going to work in nice clothes and I didn't know what would happen. My friend said today, when she saw me, that I'm always hiding myself, and this is true because I'm shy, but it is also because of today and this light and really how strange everything was and is, and I wasn't sure what would happen to the surfaces. What would happen to the place of my starting and my stopping against another's starting and stopping? I could be fucking everything without intending to. And what does that mean for my fun? For your fun? Also, I blame Clarice Lispector and Benjamin Moser, because I was reading there The Hour of the Star, and reading Lispector is like taking LSD in book form, or a reality check in book form. I say blame, but I really mean I homage Clarice. I bring her home to me, though that cannot be what the word means until I need it to. Down Wyckoff, and then left on Flushing. The only beings that noticed me were dogs, because they don't have smartphones for dogs yet. They say animals exhibit no neuroses until they come into contact with humans, and this makes sense. It is also what happened to me. I was fine until I came into contact with the big H. But today, on Flushing, a street whose name allowed me to be a shed thing, a black glow light girl, and I never want to put my skin on again because I feel more of the world this way. My friend said so too. She said, "It seems like you're feeling more of the world this way." We held hands and stared at the polished granite circle surrounding the fountain in front of Lincoln Center. My black glow light didn't hurt her. It is so gentle, it couldn't hurt anyone. Today, I feel like that circle, with all of the world's effervescence bubbling up inside of me, playing with the people who want to take selfies before the chutes of water, and I keep disappointing them, teasing them by falling down. I may display my skin, or I could try to sell it to someone on eBay or to a museum or an auction house like Christie's for a good price, and it might mean a little less work for me for a while. A few more gifts for my family at Christmas time. Someone could show it off like a beautiful artifact.